Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, welcome back. William Poirier, that's our little joker. The man himself, Mac Jones. A little psychotic. Kind of like that in my quarterback. But a little bit, little psychotic. I don't know. So
he's definitely driven.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's driven.
Yes, he is. I don't know.
How many times do you think Bill has to say things twice to him?
None. I don't think ever.
Like, you would never label him an error repeater.
No, once.
He makes a mistake once, corrects it, goes on his way.
Yeah.
That's why he's the starter. Mm-hmm. That's why he beat out Cam Newton.
I feel like if he makes a mistake and Bill just goes, Mac, he finishes it.
Yeah.
I know, coach. I need the doom, boom, 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 boom. He's like,
plugs it back into his brain.
All right. Can't stand it. Run it again.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Mac, we're good. Crazy weekend in the NFL, a weekend in which the Patriots, they earned it. They went out there and took care of the Falcons 25-0 Thursday night. So they could just sit back. We as fans could just sort of sit back and see the chaos. And there was some chaos over the weekend. You got Buffalo getting absolutely waxed by Indianapolis at home. Tennessee losing to the Houston Texans at home, 22-13. I mean, at least Indy kind of just put a whooping on Buffalo. But Tennessee was in this game, and they could just never figure it out. It's like Buffalo down at Jacksonville. They're in the game. They just couldn't figure it out. They couldn't even put one good quarter of football together. And when you look around the rest of it, I guess Pittsburgh losing to the Chargers. You got Cincy beating the Vegas Raiders. So, like, that was 5-4 teams going at it. But I think both of us agree after watching the weekend, and I've been saying it for a couple weeks because I still worry about them. The Kansas City Chiefs are the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Yeah, you knew it was coming, didn't you?
I knew it was inevitable. That's all.
That was just a sleeping giant. And they had so many games where there were so... You talk about how many times we said uncharacteristic plays regarding the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs. One game in particular stands out more than any of them is the game against the Los Angeles Chargers, where the Chiefs had like four interceptions, something crazy. Ball kept getting tipped. Patrick Mahomes kept trying to make plays. Nothing was going right. He had so many interceptions in such a short period of time. It was remarkable. You knew it wasn't going to last.
Yeah.
And obviously, here they go. They're back. And then more importantly, they got a defense. Like their defense is actually, they're winning because of their defense, not in spite of their defense. Their defense used to always be a liability. You didn't really care what they were doing offensively. You knew that defensively, you're going to be able to score some points. The only problem is who's going to have the ball last. That's usually was the issue. They're just going to put up points. Their defense saved their ass. That same Dallas Cowboys team that had over 500-something total yards of offense, like the most yards by an offense against a Bill Belichick team, head coach, defensive coordinator. They only had that Kansas City team held them to 276 total yards, Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
276. You let them throw for almost 400 yards, 500-something yards total. To me, that's something you're like, all right, they're rounding into form.
Yeah, the Cowboys are strange, you know, because they did, obviously, the 43-3 the week before against the Falcons. Remember the week before they lost to Denver, and you're like, what the hell? They had another type of offensive performance against Denver like they did against the Chiefs, and they put up a bunch of yards up on the Vikings and obviously against you, but... to me, that was my takeaway because offensively, this wasn't a great performance by Kansas City at all, but it was the defense. And because I felt like Dak Prescott obviously wasn't very good in this game, but I also think there was a reason. Like I felt like every completion he made was contested. Every single catch was, you know, a defender right there. Like just if it was off a little bit, he was knocking it free. Like their defense looked legit. And now they have a bye week. And when they come back, they're in their division. You know, and still not going to be easy, but they get Denver twice. They get the Raiders, the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Bengals. So it's like, you know, not an easy schedule. There's no Houston, Jacksonville's, or whoever you want to put on there, Detroit's. So they're all decent teams, but they'll be favored in every single one of these games.
And the rest of the league is sitting there going, wow. No matter what we do, it's still look like it's the Chiefs and the Patriots. That's what it looks like right now. You sit right now, and victims of the moment, we all are guilty of it. But it looks like Josh Allen sucks again. Maybe I should take that back. Maybe he's not good anymore.
You couldn't wait to take that back.
I'm not taking it back.
I told you I was right.
I feel like I can't go back on it again.
I told you I was right.
No.
They can't run the football. I told you that last week. They can't run the football. Like, Moss and Singletary just don't do anything. And their quarterback runs, but they just can't run the football. They don't run the football.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.